Begin the current daf, Masechta Bava Basra, daf Ayin Gimel. Begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues and begins the next parak, the fifth parak of Masechta Bava Basra, parak HaMlechir Es HaSfina. Now, this parak continues on the theme of the previous parak, which was speaking about HaMlechir Es HaBayis, when someone sells a house or things like that, a field or a courtyard, what is included in that sale if you just sell it unspecified. So too, now these Mishnayos continue in this parak regarding the same idea, but in Metaltlin. The previous parak was talking about things that are not movable property, things that are permanent, what's called karka. And here we're talking about metatlin, movable items. So it says the Mishnah, Mechres HaSfinim, if someone sells a ship, unspecified, what is included in the sale of the ship? Says the Mishnah, Mechres HaTayrin. So first of all, included in the sale is the mast, which is that large pole which you hang the sail on. Vesanes, and the sail, which is that curtain that's on the mast, which is used to direct the ship. Vesa'oigin, and the anchor. And the Gemara is going to explain what all these terms are. That's kolamaniganoisen, all those things that are what direct the ship. And the Gemara is going to explain what's that coming to include. So all those things are included in the sale of a ship when it's just unspecified. Avaloimacha, what's not automatically included in the sale is loyas avodim, not the slaves that the owner of the ship has to direct the ship and to safeguard all the cargo that's on the ship. That's not included. Veloyas amartseifen, and neither are the sacks which the antiki is put into, which neither is veloyas antiki, neither is the antiki, which is the cargo of the ship, as the Gemara is going to explain. Those things are not automatically included in the sale of the ship. Now, as Rashbam points out, so too the same halacha would apply to the halacha of hektish. If someone's makdish stam, a svina to hektish, then these items are not included in the hektish of the ship. The proof for this is from the fact that it doesn't have the same differentiation as it did in the previous parak, which the previous parak, when it said, oh, it's regarding sale that these items are not included, but regarding hektish, they would be. Here, regarding these movable items like ships, there is no difference between the sale and hektish. And the reason for that is because all those items in the previous parak regarding a bathhouse, regarding the olive press and the city and the field, all those things are karka. Now, therefore, all those things that it says that loy machar, they're not including the sale, but still they're still connected, and they're still karka, so they could still be what's called bottle secondary to the primary thing which is being sold. So although in regarding a sale it's not included, but regarding hektish or gifting or when brothers divide, then you say it is included. But regarding the items of this parak, which as we said, they're metalim, they're movable items, then there's no difference between if it's a sale or a gift or hektish. They're all the same, that they're not going to be included in this halacha of being sold. And the reason for that is just like it's not being sold together, so it's just not going to be included when you're makdish or when you're giving it, because it can't be butl. It's a movable item. It's not considered, which like by karka, you could say it's considered part and parcel. It's secondary to it. By movable items, you don't have that same definition, and therefore they're not going to be included even for hektish. Now, however, the Mishnah concludes and says, but if the seller tells him, I'm selling you the ship and everything that's in it, then all these items, including the sale, the slaves, and the cargo, and the sackcloths, then they would all be included in that sale. So the Gemara explains all these terminologies that we explained in the Mishnah. First, those things that are included in the sale of the ship. So we said that what's included is the tyrant, says the Gemara, that's Iskariah. That, as Rashi says, is the mast, which that's the pole which on that is hung, the curtain which is on the top of the ship. And says the Gemara, V'cheinu oimer, so too it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, meaning the proof that the Gemara is bringing is that when our Mishnah used the term Tyrin, that's included in the sail of the ship, that it's Iskariah, which is the mast, is because like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Erez melvan lekachu, that they take the cedar from Lebanon, lasas Tyrin alecha, to make a mast on it, meaning that you see that because the Iskariah, the mast, is made from cedar or from a very large tree, because you need a very large pole to hang the sail on it. So you see that the Tyran is Iskariah, is a mast. And the next item included in the sail of the ship is a nace. What is that? Says the Gemara, it's Adora. That's, again, that's the sail which is hung up on the mast, which is what helps direct the ship through the wind to help it go, because the wind is what blows the sail and then makes the ship move. B'cheinu Ayman Sotu says over there in Yecheskel, says sheish berikma, embroidered linen, mimitzrayim from Egypt, haya mifrasech, was what was spread out for you, liyas loch lanes, to be for you for a sail, which again, that's this adara, which is made from linen or from canvas, a type of a garment, which you see that's what a nace is, it's a sail. The other item mentioned in, that's included in the sale of the unspecified sale of the ship is Eugen. So what is that? Turn b'chir, b'chir turn the b'risa, elu uginin shela. As Rashi says, these are the anchors of metal, of iron, which are thrown into the sea to keep the ship in one spot. So the anchor is included in the sail of the ship. V'cheinu Oymer Sotu says a pasuk in Rus, that what you see from this pasuk is that when the Mishnah used the term of igun, it's a terminology of holding back, which is what the anchor does. It keeps it in one place. Where Nami said to Rus and Arpa, when they wanted to follow her back to Eretz Yisrael, she said, Halahein tisaberna adashe yugdalu. What? I don't have any other sons for you to marry. And if I did have then, you're going to wait until they become older? Are you going to be held back from marrying a man for all those years? So you see that the term ugin of the Mishnah is a term of igun, of what a woman is when she's held back because she can't get married. That's the term of being held back. That's the term of the anchor which holds the ship back from sailing further. Then the Mishnah said, and all the manhigin of the ship are included in the unspecified sale of the ship. What is that? Amar Babi says, Elu hamishaitin shala. These are the oars which they use to move through the water. That's what's included in the manhigin tip, which directs the ship in the seas. V'cheinu Oymer Sotu says, a pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, Aloinim mi Bashan, that they had oaks, which is a certain type of a tree from Bashan. Asu mishaitayach, from that they made your oars. Now, this image, which is brought in Sefer Yecheskel, is regarding a ship. And it was talking about all the different parts of the ship and all its different utilities. Now, from the fact that it mentions Meshaitis, so obviously you see that the primary functions of a ship is the oars, and it's including the sail of the ship. Now, that's why the Gemara is explaining when the Mishnah says Kol Manhigin, it's coming to include the oars. Or the Gemara says, if you want, you could bring from a different pasuk over there in Yechaskel that says, "V'yardu man yisem," that they come down from their ships, called Taivsei Mashait, all those who hold on to the oars. So you see that the primary movement of the ship is through those who hold on to the oars. Now, because the reason why is that you would have thought to say that it's actually the ropes which they pull the ships, that's the primary movement of the ship, but the oars are not included in the sail of the ship. That's what the pasuk is teaching, that you see that no, that from the primary vision over there that's mentioned regarding the ship, are those who hold the oars, it's a primary function, and therefore that's included with the Mishnah saying, I'll call manhiganoisa, in the stam mechibra of a svina. Continuing on this theme of our Mishnah, Taraban Unna Braisa. Hamaycha esa svina, again, if someone sells an unspecified sale of a ship. So macher esa iskala. What's included in the sale is the ramp of the ship, which is used to get up to the ship, which Rashbam says it's a Greek word. Vizbar hamayim shebetoicha, and the pit of water that's in the ship, which they put sweet drinking water, because there's no water to be had in the seas, although they're surrounded by water, but that's salty water. So these are included in the sale of the ship. Rav Nosnaim, he says, hamaychir es ha-svinah, if someone sells the ship, machir es ha-bitzis. Included in the sale is the bitzis. Sumchas, he says, hamaychir es ha-svinah, if someone sells a ship, machir es ha-dugis. Included is the dugis. Now, Amar Rava, he says, bitzis hain dugis. This that Reb Nosson said the bitzis included is the same as what Sumchas meant when he says that's the dugis, which that's its small little boat, which is tied to the large ship, because when they wanted to get onto dry land, so then they would go from the ship, from the large boat to the small boat, because the large ship cannot get very close to the edge of the water because of how deep it is, and it's very shallow there at the edge. So it's really the same thing. But says Rava, Reb Nosson Bavla. Reb Nosson was from Bavel, Havakar Le Butzis. So he called the Butzis, Kedami Inshu, like people say, Butzi Asa de Meashan, which Meashan was a small river and was only able to be maneuvered by these small little boats. Now, so Reb Nosson had come up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so he used the Babylonian term for these small boats. Sumchas de Eretz Yisrael, he was from Eretz Yisrael, so Karalei Dugis, so he called the Dugis, and they called these small boats Dugis because they would use it to catch fish, because it's very light on the water, it's very easy to maneuver to catch fish. Like I said, the Pasuk in Amos says, Vachrischan, and those who come after you, meaning your children, says Besiris Duga, that Besiris means with a pot, literally, but it means to say like these small little boats that are like pots, they're called Duga, because again, they're very light on the water and they're very quick to be able to get the fish. That's what the Nevuah is saying, that they're going to be sold very quickly into exile through these little boats, which again are called Duga, but it's really the same thing. They're both saying the same idea, that these little boats that are tied to the large ships are included in the sale of a Svina. Now the Gemara continues for the next Dafim. on related to this concept about Svinas, about ships, but talking about the trips that were made by primarily Rabbi Bar Chana on a ship and regarding the visions that he saw. Now, there's obviously very esoteric interpretations in these Gemaras. There's a little translation, but then, as one finds in Sefer Maral or in the beginning of the Kutei Maran, deeper esoteric and meaningful interpretations of where Chazal put into the words of the Gemara deep lessons for life. But Amar Rabba, Rabba says, and Rashbam says that all these incidents that are mentioned here in the Gemara are, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Tilim, or Rabba Masecha Hashem, how great are your acts, Hashem, where you see the phenomenal things that are there in the world that we're not even aware of. And also some of the stories are to say regarding the reward of the righteous in the world to come, or some are coming to explain Pesukim and Sefer Eve, which talk about these large birds and animals and these large mammoth types of fish, where, as Rashbam says, every word, even simple stories that Tamid Chacham say, need to be learned and really be understood. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, and these are known as the Agadita de Rabba Bar Chana, these are the phenomenal stories of Rabba Bar Chana. It says, Ishtorili Nechusi Yam, it says, the seafarers, those who go on the seas, told me, Haigala de Metaba, these waves that wants to drown Lesvina, that's threatening to drown a ship, Mischazi, it appears, Kitsutsisa de Nuruchi Varta, like a fringe, I mean the tip, of white fire, meaning it's white fire, which Rashbam says it's a malach, it's an angel that's a mazik that damages, that beresha that goes in front of the wave, that, meaning that's at the tip of the wave, umachin le balvasa, we hit it with sticks, the chakakala that's engraved on the stick, different names of Hashem, which is eke asher eke, which one of Hashem's name, I will be that I will be, ka, God, Hashem tzavakais, Hashem the Lord of hosts, Amen, Amen, Sela. So those names are all engraved on the stick. Benayach, and then the storm, the wave calms down from its fury, and then the ship survives. Amar Rabba, another thing Rabba says, Ishtaruli Nechusayama, those who go down to the sea tell me that Bengal Lagala, between every wave, is Tulos Mea Parsi, is a distance of 300 Parsi, which is a huge distance. Now, the reason why it's mentioning this data is because soon the Gemara is going to tell us that one wave was Rama Le Gole Kav L'Chavri, that it screamed out to the other wave, so it has to tell us that because it's actually 300 Parsi, the distance from one wave and another wave. Now, Veruma de Gala, and the height of the wave, is Telos Mea Parsi, is 300 Parsi. So it says, Rabbi, Zim Nechad Ha'avaz Linan Be'orcha, one time I was going on my way, on a ship, V'delinan Gala, and the wave lifted me up, meaning more than the height that it goes up to. It took me all the way up, threw me up all the way up to the heights of the heaven. Ad chazinan beimar basi, until I saw the resting place, the chayich vezuta, of a small star of the smallest stars. Now v'havili, says Rabbah, that it appeared to me, kimevaze arboin grive bizar de chardala, as the area where it's planted, 40 kur, which is a measurement of mustard seed, which is more than the amount of regular seeds, which, in other words, is a very large area that this star took up. V'idalin ha'tfein, it says, if I would have been lifted up higher up by what the wave threw me up, have maklin ma'havle, I would have been burnt from the heat of that star. Now, moreover, he says, v'rama le'gala kol l'chaverta, and one wave then was screaming, meaning it was screaming out to the other wave, whereas we find this concept in Tehillim, it says, Toimel Toimi Kairi, that different Briyas talk to each other, which Rashbam says maybe it's an angel that's appointed on these elements in the Briya, in the creation, which in this case would be the waves. But one wave said to the other one, Chaverti, my friend, Shavkis midi ba'amo dole shatafte, did you leave anything in the world that you did not swallow up, that you did not drown? Now, the reason is because since the wave went so high up, so the other one, the other wave thought that it already went over the edge of the sea and it drowned the whole world. So it's asking, did you leave anything from the world that you did not drown? Tenesi anov and avdi, that I could come and destroy the world because of the sins of the generation. So Amalei, so the wave said back to its friend, Puk chazi gevurta democh, go out and see the might of your master. In other words, what he was telling him was, I have no permission and I cannot go past the boundary of the edge of the sea to go ahead and drown the world. And I can't even do that. Malaychuta chala, even a thread's distance of sand is there at the edge of the sea. B'le'avri, and I can't go past that sand. So even just that little amount of sand is the might of the Creator that doesn't let me go past, although you see the fury and the strength of my wave. Now, Shanema, like it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, the Gemara, you see this idea that Hashem says, Ha'isi lo tiro num Hashem. Hashem says, are you not going to fear me? Imipona lo techilo, if in front of me, you're not going to tremble? Asher samti chil gvulayam, that I made just sand as a boundary for the sea. Chak oilam v'leivareno, an eternal statute, and it can't pass by. So that's what the wave was responding. I can't go. I didn't drown any of the world. Hashem doesn't let. Amar Rabba, Rabba continues, he says, L'didi chazili hurman. To me, I saw this hurman, which Rashbam says, like we have it in the Gemara, the Girsas with a nun, that's what he heard from his father, but he says a different interpretation that it's hormiz with a zion, which that's the name of a shade of a demon, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in other places. So he says, I saw this hurman or hormiz, that's Bar Lilis, that was the son of Lilis, which is a name of a female demon. Ki karo'it akuf yudishur de mechuzo. When he was running on the edge of the on the top of the walls of Mechuza. Now Rashbam says the point of this story is to tell us the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has mercy on the people, on the world, and doesn't allow things like these demons to damage people. And also it's come to teach that a person should not go out at nighttime by himself or on a road that's secluded because of these demons that are there in the world. So he says, I saw it running on the edge of the wall of Mechuza, of the city Mechuza. Berohid parasha, and a cavalryman was running, meaning innocently, unbeknownst to that there was this shade on the top. Ki rochev chevasa mitatoy, when he was riding with an animal beneath him, velo yochale, and he couldn't even catch up to this shade, this hormuz, because the shade was running even faster than how he was traveling on this animal. Now, but as Rashbam says, the rider didn't know about this. He wasn't intending for that, but he saw that he couldn't even go on his animal as fast as this shade was running on the top of the wall. Now, says Rambo, Zim Lechadu one time, have mesargoyin le tarti kudanu yasi, that this shade, this hurman or hurmas, had two mules that were saddled, and v'kaimon, and these saddled mules were, as we continue to Medveiz, atrei gishri d'regnag, on two sides of the river Regnag, and they were very far, these two mules, one from the other. V'shavar mahai lahai, mahai lahai. And the shade was jumping from one mule to the other mule. Moreover, v'nakatre mizgid d'chama b'yad, he was holding on to two cupfuls of wine. U'mayrik mahai lahai, mahai lahai. And he was pouring one cup into the other cup as he was jumping. V'leinatva nituvta la'ara. And not even one drop of the wine spilled. Now, this is in spite of the fact that, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, that V'oisayim, and that day was a stormy day, which the Pasuk Tehillim says is like Yalu Shemayim, they go up to the heavens, Yerid Tehillim is they go down to the depths. However, that's the type of day that it was, meaning that where seafarers go up to the heaven, and then they go down to the depth because of the wind that just takes them all over. Even so, it was that type of a day, not a drop of the wine fell down. Now, again, where this pasuk is talks about in Sefer Tehillim regarding Yerid Hayam, those who are seafarers, where they go up and down, the wind just takes them all over. In spite of that, none of the wine fell. But says Rabbi, Ad Shama be Malkus of Katlu, until, however, the king heard about this person, this hormiz, and had him killed. Which, either Rashbam says, it means to say that the king of the Shadim killed him, because it's not normal for a demon to make himself so visible to people. And they killed him because he was revealing all their secrets, how powerful is the shade. Or some say it was actually Bimalka means the Caesar, the king, the human king, who was afraid that he was such an incredible demon that he could overthrow him, where he was, because actually he was a product of a shade from a human that had relations with a female shade. And he was living amongst humans, and therefore he was afraid of him, and therefore he had him killed. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, L'didi chazili urzilo bar yomi. To me, I once saw a Narzila, which is a Re'im, which is a type of a creature that was one day old, meaning it was on that day born, the Hava Kahar Tavar, which was as large as Mount Tavar. Now, it says the Gemara of Hat Tavar Kama Hava, how big is Har Tavar? Arba Parsi, four Parsa. Now, Umeshacha did Savri Tlasa Parsi, and the length of its neck was three Parsi. Ubim Arba Asa Dereshe, and the place of where it puts its head down when it's laying on the ground, was parsa palga, a parsa and a half. Now, Rama Kufsa it relieved itself excrement. And the excrement was so large that it clogged up the whole Jordan River momentarily until the water came and dissolved that dung that was there that was clogging up the Jordan River. Continues the Gemara of Amar Rabbah Bar Chanan. It says, Lididi, a different thing that he once saw, Chazi li'ahi akruksa. He says, I saw this frog, Tehavi ki akradagrunya, that was as large as the city of Akradagrunya. Now, says the Gemara of Akradagrunya, Hamahava, how big is Akradagrunya? It's Shitin Bati, it's 60 houses. Now, continues Rabban, he says, Asa Tanina, a snake came along, and below and swallowed that frog. Now, Asa Pushkansa, then came a female raven, Ubalala Tanina, and swallowed that snake. Vesalk Yasa Beilana, and then that raven went up and sat on a tree, meaning on one branch of the tree, which is how birds usually do. So says the Gemara, Tachazi Kamanafesh Chele Dilan, and now see how great is the strength of that tree, which was holding this bird that swallowed a snake, that swallowed a frog that was as big as this town of Akradagrunya. Now Amar Papa Bashmul, he says, Eloi Habi Hasim, had I not been there, Lohimni, I myself would not have believed how such a phenomenal thing could have been, how this tree would hold all this on top of it. Another of Amar Abba Bachani says, Zimna Chodah, because Lina Besvinta, one time I was going on a ship, I saw this fish, the Yasvile Achlatina, that a mud eater, that's what it literally means to say, meaning referring to a small sheretz, a small bug, that went Bu'usi in the nostril of the fish. That's where the sheretz went into, which Rashbam says he believed that it's the kilbis, which the Gemara says generally in other places in Masechta Shabbos, that there are three types of fears that a weaker thing has over a mightier thing, which is the fear that a kilbis has on Ibn Dibliyasin, which is the greatest, most mightiest fish, because it's so small it gets into the vulnerabilities of those large fish. So the same thing over here, this small little bug got into the nostril of the fish, and as the Bach adds on the word umis, and the fish died. Vatchu maya v'shadyu l'guda. So then the water came and pushed the fish over onto the shore, which is how the sea usually does, that it doesn't tolerate dead things. Whatever's dead, it washes up on the shore. The charev minei shit mechuzei. And because of that, when they threw it onto the shore, it destroyed 60 towns and destroyed them all, because that's how big the fish was. It was as large as the 60 towns, which it landed in and broke them all. Now, v'ochel minei shit mechuzei. Now, the fish was so big that when it was still fresh, the fish, 60 towns were able to eat from that fish. And 60 cities came, and then, which were further away, they couldn't eat it fresh, they came and they salted it, and they took it back to their place. And they filled up from one of the eyeballs of the fish, they took oil that was tlos me'egarvi mishka, that was 300 barrels of oil. Now, when we came back to that same place 12 months later, we saw that they were sawing, that they were building migarmi from the bones of the fish, metalalta, huts. And they were sitting to rebuild those same cities that were destroyed when the fish had landed on it. That's how much bone they were to use it to create structures from. Another incident, Amar Rabbah Bar Chanan says, Zimna Chada v'Kozlin b'Svinta. One time I was going on a ship, v'Chazina hu kavra, I saw this fish, the Yasavale Chalta Agabe, that there was sand that gathered on the back of the fish, v'Kodach Agma, and then grass sprouted on that sand that was on the back of the fish. That was Ilove on top of the fish. Now, Savrina and Yebeshtahi, we thought that it was dry land, that it was an island, because that's what it looked like. Now, v'Salkina, so we went onto the island, and we cooked and we baked on the back of the fish. Now when its back got hot on it, because we were cooking there, it was turning over. And if we weren't close to the fish, we would have drowned. Again, another story that Rabbi Bachana says. And again, many of these stories, also the Vilna Gaon has many famous interpretations, again, for the deeper esoteric and Kabbalistic interpretations of these Gemaras. Says, Zimna Chada Havaz Lin Besvinta. One time we were going on the ship, Visagoi Svinta, and the ship was traveling, Bin Shitza L'Shitza, between the fins of the kavra of the fish. Now, where there's two fins on the back of a fish, one towards the head and one towards the tail. So the ship was traveling between the fins. Again, we're talking about all these Gemara say how phenomenally incredible are these creations that they witnessed. was for Tlasa Yemev and Tlasa Lavasa, for 3 days and three nights, we were traveling from just one fin to the other fin. Now, moreover, Ihu Bezkifa, the fish itself was traveling opposite the wind. Vanam Bishipula, we were going downward, meaning in the direction that the wind was taking us, because the waters of the seas are not, don't have its own spring. It doesn't move from the direction of the spring, rather it's the wind that takes it. So the ship goes wherever the wind is taking it. So we were going with the wind. The fish was going opposite the wind. And even though we were traveling in that direction that was coming toward us, it took 3 days and three nights to go from one fin to the other fin. Now, says Rabba Babachana, Bechitema le mesagiyat svin tetuva. Now, if you're going to think, yeah, the ship wasn't going so fast, so although the fish was swimming toward us, but still we weren't going fast, it's not true. Because ki asur avdimi amur, and avdimi came, he said, kimechem kumkum demaya. The amount of time it takes to heat up a kettle of warm water, mesagishit in parasi. The ship had already traveled 60 parasi. More of a shadi parsha gira, if someone that would shoot an arrow by the edge of the sea towards land, so we saw the kod malay, that the ship actually went faster than the arrow that was being shot. So you see how fast the ship was going. The fish was coming towards, and yet it still took 3 days and three nights to travel from one fin to the other. Now, more of a Vamar Vashti says, Hahi Goldana de Yamahabi. What was that fish? It was actually one of the small fishes that are in the sea, where this fish was from the smaller ones, because the Isli Trei Shaitzi, because it had two fins. Because actually the other fish that are in the sea, the larger ones, they actually only have one fin that's on the middle of its back. So you see the incredible, again, phenomena that it was from the smaller types of fish, and yet it still took 3 days and three nights to travel from one fin to the next. Another incident, V'omer Rabba B'vachani says, Zimna Chada HaBazlina B'Svinta. One time I was traveling on a ship, V'chazina Hu Tzifra, and I saw this bird, Dekoyim Ad Kartzule B'maya, that it was standing there in the water, up until its ankles in water. And Veresha Berkei, its head was in disguise. And we said that Lekamaya, that there is no water. In other words, we thought that it wasn't deep over here because we saw that this bird only is up to its ankles in water. So Ubi'inon Lechus La Kuri Navshim, we wanted some wet water to go ahead and cool ourselves off. So we were going to go in and go into the water over there. Benafik Bas Kalava Amalan, but a heavenly voice rang out and told us, Loi Techisu Hacha, don't go down over here. The naflas lechatzitza, because there was actually an axe that fell over here, labar nagara, for a carpenter, hoshev shni, 7 years ago, velokamatya ara, and it still didn't touch the ground yet. Now, says the Gemara, v'la mashem de nefisha maya, and it was saying that it's not because that it was very deep to water, meaning 7 years types of a depth, that's not the reason only why it didn't reach the ground, because the water was so turbulent over there that it wasn't clear water, but it's not only because of the depth. It obviously was very deep, but besides that, it's also very turbulent, so don't go down over here because although it might be deceiving because the bird only is up to its ankles, it's very deep water. Now, Amar Vashi explains that what was that tzipra? What bird was that? Hahu ziz sodaihu. It's the bird known as ziz sodai. So like it says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem says, "Viziz sadai imadi is with me," meaning like we said, because its head is up in the skies, that's nearer to Hashem. That's the type of bird that was in that story. Vam Rabba Bukhani says, "Zim nechada habakazlin b'madru." One time I was traveling in the desert, v'chazin en hanu avzin. I saw these geese, deshamti gad fayu mishamnayu, that their feathers were falling out because of they were so fatty that all the feathers were falling out. And there was a stream of fat, of oil that was dripping from beneath them. Now, Amin Lahu, he says, I said to these geese, Islan bigavaycha, do we have in you chalaka la'amada asi, a portion of the world to come? Obviously, that this is a delicacy. Do we have a portion in you in the world to come? So one of them lifted up to me its wing, which was signaling that this is your portion in the world to come. One of them picked up its thigh. Now, ki asol lekameid the Rebbe Lazar. So he said, when I came in front of Rebbe Lazar, Amali, he said to me, Asidin Yisrael lit na'alein asadin, that the Jewish people are going to ultimately be brought to justice for these geese, because of their sins that Mashiach doesn't come, and that causes Tzar Balachayim, the pain of these living animals, of these geese, that because of the fat, it's very painful for them, but it's there where it has to stay till Yemais Mashiach, and because they're being held back from being brought for the tzaddikim, So because of the sins of the Bnei Yisrael, those people are going to get judged for the Tzar B'Lechayim of these geese.